News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to that advice given to the new Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien. As part of his brief, civil servants advised him that learner drivers should only be allowed 4 consecutive learner permits if they do not pass their driving test. Now, I just want to stress, this isn't proposed legislation. This is the advice that the Minister has got, saying this might be a thing we could do. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Would you welcome such a move?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, I think, look, we need to address the issue of long-term learner permit holders. That's the biggest problem. There's about, it's estimated about 30,000 people on learner permits for years without ever taking a test. So this obviously raises concerns about the fact that these people have never been tested.
Are they taking the Michael, those people? Are they gaming the system in the main?
I think it's the system that's the issue. Like, as it stands, after 2 learner permits, to get a third, you either have to have booked, sat or failed a test. But the booked is the issue. So, Shane, like, you just book one, renew your learner permit and then just cancel the test.
That's gaming the system, isn't it?
Yeah, but, the system shouldn't be allowed to be gamed in the first place.
I think those loopholes
need to be closed. That's the biggest thing. So, I mean, we can't have a system where you can, you can just indefinitely renew your learner permit.
So, how would this work then? So you do your 4 tests, you fail. Obviously, they're not saying you can never drive again, but it's back to square one, is it? You'd have to sit the theory tests.
Yeah, there's 2 things. Basically, when you get that third learner permit or subsequent at the moment, as I said, you have to have booked, sat or failed. In this case, the proposal suggests that you will have to have sat a test, so you can no longer just book one. So when you get to your third, you will have to have sat a test. By the time you get to your fourth, if you haven't passed the test, they're suggesting at that stage that's a reasonable time frame. So if you haven't sat a test or you haven't passed the test, you go back to square one. You do the theory test, you do the lessons, and you do the driving test all over again. It's like you're brand new to the system.
Okay, it should happen. Will it happen?
Well, it depends, I suppose, on the Minister for Transport. I suppose the only issue with this is the current system is under strain at the moment. I mean, I had a quick look at the waiting times. The RSA reckon it should be 10 weeks, and that's 10 years, it's probably likely, but 10 weeks, and that's what they're aiming for. The best I could find, randomly checking, is 18 weeks. The worst was 25. And, Shane, I only checked 5 test centres.
OK. Now, if you do emphasise that you're in a hurry for a job or something, you can get a test quicker than that, can't you?
No, you can't. There's no priority listing. There is, if you're emergency services or HSE, there's some priority, but generally, no, it's not like the NCT where you can go on a priority listing. You actually have to wait it out like everybody else.
Okay. That isn't a reason for not acting, though, is it?
No, I mean, look, what we're talking about here are years of being on a learner permit.
Yeah.
I mean, within that time frame, a reasonable person can get the act together, find a test centre, wait it out and pass the test. I mean, let's be honest.
Do you think it's having a direct impact on road accidents, on even on road fatalities?
I think the problem is there's very little data on when learners are involved in a collision as to what stage of the system are they in. Have they sat a test? Have they failed a test? Whatever. What we do know is unaccompanied drivers are more dangerous on the roads. And therefore, if you're expecting people to be accompanied, then you can't have long-term learners. It's as simple as that. You have to have one or the other. So I think we do have to address the issue of long-term learners.
And our final question, the unaccompanied L drivers, is that largely a thing of the past or is it still happening?
No, it's still happening. And even though there's stringent penalties, I mean, your car can be seized. And even if you don't own the car, if you're driving it unaccompanied, it could be seized. So that should discourage people even lending their car to unaccompanied learner drivers. But it still happens.
Okay. And are you covered for insurance?
That is a dodgy one. And some insurance companies have come out and said, explicitly state you are not insured. Others, it's sort of one of those grey areas.
Okay, all right. Well, it might be interesting to talk to the Minister of Transport, Dara O'Brien, on this. Geraldine Herbert, thank you indeed. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.